n'est pas une décision de justice. C'est une décision politique.
To jubilant supporters waving tricolored flags in the sunlight, National Rally leader Marine Le Pen invoked Martin Luther King and the need to fight for civil rights. And she repeated claims that her sentence for embezzling public funds was a political decision, not a judicial one. She was preaching to the converted.
The decision that was made by the court, I think it's a decision that will go against the population of France. To make Marine Le Pen non-eligible for election is a very bad decision for the whole people, because 13 million people will not have a person to vote for.
Madame Vaillant. Enchanté. Bonjour, enchanté.
It was absolutely not a political decision.
Alexandra Vaillant is the General Secretary of USM, a union representing judges and magistrates.
It's a judgment which has been made according to the law, and only the law.
Yet within hours of the announcement of the verdict, Le Pen's allies denounced a supposed tyranny of judges. Justices have since been threatened, their pictures published online. Vaillant says virulent political rhetoric is fanning the flames of hostility.
For many years now, we've got some political men and women who keep attacking judges and justice, generally speaking. And because of that kind of public speech, we see in the society more and more attacks.
So we're talking about verbal attacks or physical attacks?
We can have both sometimes. Huh?
And that's why one of the judges is under police protection?
Absolutely.
Legal experts say the threat to judges' safety risks undermining the judicial system. A danger that has mobilized thousands to attend two other rallies today, one by the governing centrist Renaissance Party. In a subtle dig at Le Pen, Prime Minister François Bayrou says his party wants to work with those who respect the law, justice and human rights. Just a few kilometers away, union leaders, the Greens and the left-wing France Unbound party warn of the threat posed by the far right. Claire Lejeune is a France Unbound MP.
When the far right calls to a demonstration, historically, it's always to endanger and contest democracy. It's always to contest republican institutions. So it's very important for us today to be united, to show that all civil society is ready to resist this attack from the far right.
Le Pen is appealing the decision. It's being fast-tracked and will be heard next year in time for her to campaign for the 2027 presidential election, if her ban is overturned. Politicians from parties of all stripes have been caught up in corruption scandals over the years, prompting a certain Marine Le Pen to say in 2013 that such politicians should be banned from running for office for life. Kyle Brown, CBC News, Paris.